My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 15th day of February, 2024, coming to you from Central Virginia area, right near Lynchburg and Bedford County. I've got several stories this morning. The lead story today is a record fleet-wide vow renewal. We also have a second postponement for the Sun Princess, a new fleet cruise director, celebrity chefs on the MSC World Cruise, an investigation into a carnival death in Freeport, and Royal Caribbean's East Coast plans for 2025 and 6. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today is National Gumdrop Day. Nah, not for me. That's one of those things. That's just like the gummy bears. No, it's the consistency or something. I mean, the flavor's okay, you know, but something about that consistency just makes my ears curl. If you're listening, by the way, good morning to Steve and Mike. I see they're both with us. If you're listening via the podcast, you're always welcome here. You can access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from, whether it's iHeartRadio or Podchaser or Pandora or Amazon Music. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the old fat guy. And we'll talk about traveling. Anytime you're listening to the podcast, you can always jump over to the video feed just by going to the description of the podcast. And there's always a link so you can do just that. All right, don't forget. And again, it still hasn't gone out. Hopefully it'll go out this afternoon. The August 14th sailing of the Grand Princess from Vancouver to Anchorage. That will be a Cruising with Chili cruise. And yesterday, one of our listeners, Brian Hoag, found a terrific solo deal on Celebrity, and he sent it to me. That's not it. That's one of the ones we found. What did I do with the one that Brian had? Let me go over here and see if I got that. Okay. It's on the one that Brian found was Four Nights on the Celebrity Silhouette sailing December 16th. And these are solo prices. $448 for an inside, $577 for an ocean view, $533, that's less, $533 for a single balcony, cello balcony. And of course, suites are a lot more money. But pretty good prices. Man, if any of you are interested in any of those, just let me know. So that got us started. And with my friend Nate's help, we pulled up several celebrity cruises looking just for solo deals. And there's some good deals for solos right now. This is May the 7th on the Celebrity Summit, starting at $456. Again, these are solos. Balconies, $998. On April the 9th, on the Celebrity Solstice, this is a Trans-Pacific balcony cabins are $1,545. That's on a 17-night Trans-Pacific cruise. There are solo deals around if you find them, can find them. This one is April 25th. Celebrity Solstice, Hawaii cruise, $1,143 inside and on up to, oh, actually the balconies on that are $1,485. Wow. Balconies are just barely a little bit more than the insides. Not bad. The Edge is more expensive. And then this was on May the 6th, six nights on the Solstice. This is an Alaska cruise now. Starts at $695, but $922 for a solo balcony in Alaska. $922. Plus, so you add your taxes onto that. Taxes and port charges. I think they're like $270 or something. Folks, if you've looked at the balcony prices on Alaska cruises, the one I'm doing, the Grand Princess, it's like $3,800. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And here's a solo for $922. If you want to look into any of these, folks, just call me. We'll be happy to pull them up and hash it out. All right. Today's top story, once again, comes from our friends over at Carnival. They're on a roll with top stories here lately. Carnival Cruise Line has taken Valentine's Day celebration to new heights with its record fleet-wide vow renewal ceremony. On this day of love, this was yesterday, of course, Valentine's Day, couples aboard all Carnival ships from Elation to the newest ship, the Jubilee, had the unique opportunity to reaffirm their love for each other in a special ceremony, virtually officiated via a big screen on deck by none other than Chief Fun Officer Shaquille O'Neal. The Valentine's Day event was marked by joy and romance. And no, folks, he did not actually do the vow. He was more like the host. Okay. You know, we didn't put, you know, a cloth on Shaq and make him a preacher or something. That was carried out by the proper people. This year's celebration, notably grander thanks to the addition of two new ships in the Carnival fleet, the Carnival Venezia and the Carnival Jubilee, allowed even more couples to participate in the activities. Carnival Cruise Line Valentine's Day vow renewals have become an anticipated annual tradition, drawing couples to celebrate their love in a unique and memorable way. Wow. Get all excited about a story and can't get my tongue working. Anyway, How was yesterday on all the carnival ships? So I'll be back with a couple more stories. See if I can get my tongue working. After a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, the next story today, folks. This one bothered me a little bit. Yesterday, Princess took delivery All right, now let's try that. Can you hear me now? Let's make some noise. Yeah, I understand. Laura, can you hear me? Just PM me again. No, I'm on it. I am. I'm just trying to. Yes, you can hear me, Emily. Okay, I've got it back now. I have no idea what happened. Why that did that. I didn't do anything weird. All right, so the last story was on the Sun Princess, that they canceled the cruise this weekend, even though they took delivery of it yesterday, and they're just not saying what the problem is. So who knows when the Princess is going to get out of Fincantieri. All right. Get that one out of the way. All right. This pretty lady I sailed with several years ago on the Carnival Sunrise. Carnival Cruise Line has promoted yet another of the fleet's cruise directors to the leadership position of fleet cruise director, bringing more experience and perspective to this unique role. Popular cruise director Aaron Weigand is taking the new role in just a few weeks and is the first female cruise director to be tapped for this promotion. Three other cruise directors have been promoted to the leadership position in the past 2 years. Mike Pack was the first in early 2022, followed by Chris Donkey Salazar in March of 23. The most recent promotion was the Flying Scotsman's Chris the Flying Scotsman Williams in November of 23. So I'm not sure how are they using all four in the same position now? Or does Aaron go in, kick the other three out? I'm not sure. They've never stated that. Have they got positions now for all four of them? I mean, those are four really good cruise directors. So, anyway, I sailed with Aaron. She was fun. She was really good. I was on the Carnival Sunrise, which wasn't my favorite of ships, but I liked her. All right. The next story has to deal with our friends over at MSC. MSC Cruises will welcome three celebrity chefs on board the MSC Poesia during the second leg of its 2024 World Cruise. The MSC Poesia is currently circumnavigating Africa and will soon visit 52 destinations in 31 countries. South African celebrity chef Ruben Riefel will join the Poesia February the 18th in Port Elizabeth to create a menu inspired by South African flavors. Brazilian restaurateur Alan Vila Espeo will board the ship on March the 3rd in Rio to prepare authentic traditional Brazilian dishes. And on April 22nd in Reykjavik, Michelin-starred Swedish chef Niklas Ekstedt will embark the Poesia to cook Scandinavian dishes. So, congratulations to MSC and the people on the World Cruise. This was a most troubling story, folks. The Catania Prosecutor's Office has opened an investigation into the death of a 54-year-old Carnival Cruise Line carpenter who died in a hospital in the Bahamas. Alfio Torisi passed away in October while under medical care at Rand Memorial Hospital in Freeport. He was hospitalized after falling ill aboard the cruise ship Carnival Paradise, where he was employed by Tecnatique, a company based in Riposto, Sicily. The Catania Prosecutor's Office launched an inquiry into his death, suspecting involuntary manslaughter. The investigation into his death has taken a grim turn for the worst after an autopsy conducted on the remains revealed the body was missing its internal organs, adding a chilling dimension to the already tragic circumstances. The investigation continues. Something tells me we're going to be hearing more about this one on down the road. All right, and finally today, Royal Caribbean International Summer 2025 and Winter 2026 lineup in the U.S. Northeast and Caribbean includes Odyssey of the Seas back in Bayonne. Brilliance of the Seas will return to Boston after a decade. These deployments are among Royal Caribbean's schedule of 7 ships from 7 cities. Odyssey will sail its second consecutive season in the New York area, while the Oasis class Allure of the Seas will cruise the Western and Eastern Caribbean from Port Everglades and Galveston. Symphony of the Seas will operate from Bayonne and Miami. Brilliance, Jewel, Liberty, and Vision will sail from Boston, San Juan, Bayonne, and Baltimore. All right. I need to get back on Royal. I haven't been on Royal for a long time. That's got to come soon. So. All right, that's going to wrap up the news portion of today's show. Let's jump over and see how much fussing I'm getting. Steve and Mike were here. Cindy's here. Emily's here. Kenneth's with us up in Pennsylvania. There's Laura from Ottawa. Hi, Laura. Emily says, welcome, Canada. Good to see you. There's Hot Air. Thank you, Hot Air, for calling me. I don't know what happened. This is interesting. Celebrity solo deals. When the last news was celebrity charging over double for solos. Well, somebody has gotten through to him, Hot Air. Hot Air says, did we lose sound? Yes, you did. Princess took delivery and proof no more. Sorry about that, guys. I have no idea what happened. No audio. I lost PM Chili. Mike says, thanks, M. Laura. This happens sometimes with Chili. Yes, it does. But I didn't do anything to cause this one, I don't think. I mean, sometimes I do stupid things. Joanne says, where did you go? Yeah, I know. I know the Sun Princess canceled its sailing Sunday. Yep. Let's make some noise. Just PM him again. Kenneth, go, good to go. Mike, yes. Emily, I hear you. Thank you, guys. Yes, can hear you in Ottawa. Very good, Laura. I talked really loud so you could hear me out there in Ottawa. Is that the maiden voyage for Sun Princess? Yes, it is supposed to be whenever they do it. I just don't understand why they're not being honest about it. I mean, if there are issues, supply chain issues, something didn't come in, just tell people. You know, don't just cancel things out when people are on their way to get on the ship. That sucks. Cindy says, NCL bliss for me in 17 days. Very good, Sim. Donkey is my favorite cruise director for Carnival. I like Donkey too. So, anyway, I'm curious of what they did with. Are they all on, you know, upper echelon staff now? Do they all have offices, or Or do they have to go out and teach people how to be cruise directors? I don't know. There is a ship to shore cruise news. Good to have you with us. It says morning. I do appreciate that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully while I'm this period at home, I'm still trying to catch up on work that I'm behind. And it's, you know, I'm not doing very well with catching up. But I'm hoping to get some stuff caught up and be able to maybe get out and do some side trips, you know, land trips until, you know, I get on the next cruise, whenever that's going to be. So I'm clearly, I like these deals from Celebrity. I'd love to do one of those, but we'll see. I'll be playing with that. And don't forget Alaska, guys. Alaska, if you're interested in my deal or if you're interested in one of the other deals, let me know. We can hook you right up. And then, of course, you got the benefit of being involved with Nate with all the excursions that Nate does. So, looking forward to that again. We talked last night, as a matter of fact, on what he needs to do to try to be able to accommodate me in my big chair as opposed to my fold-up chair from last year. So, we're working on it. So, and contractually, I'm bound to use the wheelchair. So, I will, even if I don't go on excursions, I'll be using that. All right. Elizabeth says, you should do a giveaway of a cruise. I wish I had a cruise to give away. Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. Unfortunately, we don't have that kind of money. Elizabeth. What is it? Where can I find info on the Alaska cruise? Okay. Just send me a text or an email, Chili Falls, CHILLIEFALLS @gmail.com. And I'll send you information on it. I'll put you on my mailing list. So when I get these deals, you'll get information on it. So, yeah, let me know, and I will get information to you on that one. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same channel. You guys have a fantastic day and evening. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a fabulous day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.